Hello everyone, welcome back to this German Zombie Apocalypse. And today I will talk about I will talk about what you can do in this beautiful game. So I hope you enjoyed this new episode. Okay, welcome back to this episode, to the Zombie Apocalypse, to this German Zombie Apocalypse. My name is Mauricio Rosales. And today, the last episode I mentioned that I talked about the basic things of Call of Duty Zombies, but today we'll talk about what you can do in these games, because there are a lot of things that you can do. Well, the first one that is the basic one, the level, let's say that is the level zero, and this basic thing is that you can just pass rounds in this game. Like, for example, there are five zombies, you kill them and you pass around, and so on. But there are some special things about passing these rounds. For example, in Kinoder Totem, there is one map of the Black Ops 1, I think. If you reach the round 100, I think, that is something difficult. In round 100, when you there will be, I don't know, like 24 or more than 24 zombies, but when you face the last zombie, he will be invincible, because you will spend, I don't know, like, I think that it will be minutes or hours to kill the zombie, so it's gonna take a lot of time. But if you get a special gun that is the thunder gun or with a trap, you can kill the zombie easily. But if you use a normal gun with bullets and something like that, like a heavy machine gun or a soft rifle gun, I don't know, it will take a lot of time. And I think in Black Ops 4, in the map of 5, that is like a remaster of the map. No, this new map is classified, and it's like a remaster of 5 that you are in the Pentagon, in the Pentagon, I don't know, something like that. And if you reach the round 115, I think, you will see like an animation, a cinematic about the main story that is of the game, and it's part of the game that I will not make spoilers, because I think the next episode will start with this main story. I think that the last episode I mentioned that I will start the mystery in this episode, but I didn't do it because, well, first, I didn't have time, and second, I didn't get the information. So that's that's the reason that I didn't do that. So if you arrive round 115 in classified, I think that is the name of the new map, something like that, you will see like an animation. So it's something difficult to reach and something possible, so you can do it. And that's about getting new rounds. You can also make challenges with your friends. For example, one common challenge is that you have to reach, I don't know, round 30 without opening new doors, or just stay in the first place of the game. So you can do it, but it's something really difficult, because I don't know, it's a really good challenge, because you just have the basic guns and you will not deal a lot of damage, and you have to be a good player. I will not say that you will need to be a pro player, but you will need a lot of experience so you can avoid zombies or dodge zombies, or know at what time you can dodge or what time you can run or at what time you can shoot, I don't know. And with this also becomes talking about challenges, there are many challenges, but also one of them is when your friend, or I don't know, someone says, hey, I challenge you to reach I know round 40 with this gun. And you say like, okay, but one of the most challenge that I think and the most of the popular is that you must have to reach round, I don't know, let's say the round 50 with the basic gun of the game, the gun that you start in the game. And now this challenge can be, it's gonna be successful just in all Call of Duty Zombies, except I think that in Call of Duty Black Ops 4 and in Cold War, I think, because in Call of Duty Black Ops 4 you can select your principal gun, so it's like, yeah, so you cannot do this this challenge correctly, I think. And in Cold War it's the same, you can choose your weapon and also you can put some upgrades, so it's like, yeah, so you can, it's not like a big deal to do it like this. But in Black, in I think that is World War 1, World War 2, Black Ops 1, 2, 3, I think. And I don't know, in Vanguard, I have never played Vanguard, so I don't know. But in those Call of Duties, you can play and you can do it like that. Also, well, there's a challenge that, for example, well, there is a challenge that I used to do it, and it's really a good challenge because it helped me a lot to take a lot of money and save a lot of money. And I don't know how to say it, but I think that the challenge was 359, something like that. And this challenge consists that every 3 rounds you can buy a gun. First, let's say in round one, you just play normal with your basic gun. You reach round number two again, but you have or you must reach round number three, and you can buy a new gun. And it's not only in round three, so it's multiples of round three. For example, round three, round six, round nine, round 12, and so on. And every also every. Well, every 5 rounds you can just get one. I think that it's, how can you say this in English? The drinks that you used to, let's say that it's gonna be perks. I think that is perk the name. Every 5 round, every yes, every 5th round you can just take one perk. For example, like I mentioned in the last episode, perks or drinks are like Juggernaut, Speed Cola, a Double Tap, and so on. Cherries, Widow's Wine, Mule Kick, and so on. I will talk about the perks later. But in this case, you must to reach the round number 5 so you can get a perk. Also, it's the same as the 3 rounds. Like, you reach round number 5, you can get a perk. You reach round number 10, you can get another perk. So it's something good to save money. And the last one that is not the most difficult, but also neither the most important, but is yeah, is the every 9 rounds you can upgrade your weapon and the pack-a-punch. So it's like a challenge that I like, so you can save a lot of money and also you can learn more about the weapons that you're using. And you can say like, this weapon is good, this weapon is bad, I like it, I don't like it, it's useful, it's useless, it deals a lot of damage, it doesn't deal a lot of damage. And now, talking about the damage, there is gonna be always, but there is not gonna be always important to deal a lot of damage. In the first round, yes, you can, well, you can have a gun which deals a lot of damage, so you can kill the zombies easily. But if you want to save your money, I recommend you to use weapons that are really weak, that are weak and weaker. I think that is weak, weaker than other weapons. So you, because, well, in All in all, Call of Duties except Cold War, you receive money hitting the zombies. So, for example, every bullet is like 10 zombie coins. So, if you have a gun that it doesn't deal a lot of damage, you can earn money, a lot of money. But if you kill a zombie, you will receive. If you kill the zombie with a headshot, you will get a really good amount of money. But if you use a weaker weapon, you will reach, I think, more. And, well, I don't think there's gonna be other challenge. For example, there are custom maps. There's challenge that. Well, there is a challenge. I don't know if the original maps of the Black Ops of Treyarch and Activision, but there are custom maps. Well, first, what is a custom map? A custom map is a map, a map or a design of a map that a person can create by himself. I saw a custom map of, I don't know, like SpongeBob or Mario Bros. Or The Legend of Zelda, etc. And in those custom maps, there could be really good challenges. For example, there is the one window challenge, and this challenge consists that you just have one window and the zombies will appear only in that window, and that's all the challenge. What's the good point of the challenge? Usually there is a just a like a really large hallway that you cannot run, or you cannot make it like a ball or an amount of zombies. So you just can go straight and you can return. You cannot go, let's say you are in front of the hallway, you cannot go, and or you don't have a lot of space to your right and also to your left. You go straight and you can return. And what's the challenge? Well, the plus of the challenge that you must pay doors that the money will increase. And let's say that the first door, it costs 500 zombie coins. And you paid, and after that door, you will find, I don't know, like a perk or a weapon or the place of the box. And then you will, the next door, let's say that it could be, for example, in this case, that the first door was 500, the next door could be 1000, and then there's one 1500, and so on. And each door, you will find new weapons, new perks. What is the challenge here? To survive the zombies, because after round 10 or something like that, the zombies will start to run. So you must open the door so you have space to kill them and space to escape the zombies. And other challenge is, how can I say it? I don't exactly remember the name, but it's like tower challenge, tower. Hell Tower challenge, something like that. That is like the one window challenge that is just like a hallway, but in this case it's like a tower. You must reach the top of the tower facing the zombies. And in some towers they could be put some parkour that you must jump through this from this to this. Or there is in Black Ops 3. First I want to clear that in this case, the custom maps, I think that they are just in Black Ops 3, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Zombies 3. I exactly don't know if there are custom maps about Zombies, Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies 2 and 1. But I don't know about Call of Duty Black Ops 3, so I just want to make this clearly. And what? Ah, in this case, in Black Ops 3, there is an option that you can. You jump to the wall in a specific wall, and you run into the wall, but for a certain time, for example, like 5 seconds, and you just drop again to the floor. So in this tower challenge, there's like a parkour challenge that you can just run in the floor like na 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 na, and you pass the next way. So it's something good, something challenging. And in this tower, it's the same. You must pay some money so you can continue getting to the top, and so on. And also, there are a lot of challenges. For example, what's the name? Ah, There is a really good challenge that is from Call of Duty Black Ops multiplayer. And if you have played Call of Duty before, you will know about this, but it is, how can I say it? Gun game. That in this case, gun game, there are, the thing that I saw, there are two types of gun game in Black Ops Zombies. The first one is that, sorry, the first one is that you, for example, you have the normal gun, the 1911. And let's say there are two type of gun game. The first one, you must reach like a specific amount of money so you can change the gun. For those that doesn't know or don't know what is gun game, basically gun game is in Black Ops 1, 2, 3, but in multiplayer game, there is a game that you start with a specific gun. You cannot change your weapon. And if you kill an enemy, for example, your friend or your enemy, you will pass the weapon. You will change. So I think that in Black Ops 3 there are, I think there are too many weapons. It could be just pistols, or you could be shotguns, or sniper rifles, a bazooka, and a knife, also your fist. And you, it's like, let's say, one kill is equals a new weapon. So in, oh, I think that in the case of the bazooka, you must make two kills so you can pass to the fifth, I think, in Black Ops 3. So basically is that the gun game. You kill one, you kill your the enemy, you change the game, your gun and so on. And in Black Ops, in this case, one type of gun game in zombies is the same, like you kill, I don't know, like 10 zombies and you pass the game, the gun. Then you must kill 20 zombies and you pass the next gun. And it's something challenging because in with the snipers, because in zombies the snipers are really bad. And it's with you are playing gun game with snipers and zombies, you will face a really good challenge. And the other one is not with killing zombies. I think that it's easier because you just have to reach like amount of zombie coins money. Let's say like you have this, you must get 1,000 of money, and you change the next gun. And to the next one, you reach 2,500 of money, and so on. But there's gonna be a point that you will reach, I don't know, like the challenge is gonna be like you must get 15,000 of money, and you pass the next weapon. So it's something difficult, but also not. It's something good to pass the time. And I don't exactly remember another challenge about this. I think that there are all the challenges that I remember that you can do in this case in this Call of Duty Zombies. And also you can invent your own challenge, for example, all the rounds of shotguns, or 10 rounds only with snipers, or something like that. And I think that it's not like it's a challenge, but it's not like a specific challenge. And in Black Ops, well, in this case, in my case, in Cold War, if you want to take or to get the, how can I say it in English? The obscure, I don't know, something like that, obscure or something, materia oscura. And you must clear some specific missions, for example, with your, if you have a heavy machine gun. I think that almost all the challenges are the same, well, the missions, but one that I really hate is get 2,500 critical hits, so there are headshots. So if you get that, you will receive like like a camo, like a paint on your weapon. And if you complete all the missions of that weapon, that there are another mission, for example, make 2,500 kills or kill 2,500 zombies with your upgraded weapon or kill 15 special zombies, I don't know, something like that. And if you reach all that, you will receive like a special paint. In this case, in Cold War, it is called Gold Serpent, Gold Snake, I think. And I know exactly, Serpiente Dorada, something like that. Gold Snake. And in this case, basically, it's the gold paint of the weapon. But if you reach, well, there's a third weapon. In the case of rifles, so fusiles, you must clear 5 weapons. And then if you clear 5 weapons with their gold paint, you will receive the diamond paint, that in this case is like a purple diamond. And if you clear all the missions of all the weapons, well, in like for the specific weapons, you will receive the obscure materia, I think that it's gonna be trash, I don't know, something like that. Materia oscura, obscure, nyam nyam nyam. And there's like a challenge, because I have spent a lot of time, my brother also get that, and I know he took like like 6 months, I don't know, just for saying a number. And well, talking about challenges, there are all the challenges, custom maps. Mention about something about custom maps is that you, well, in this case, all the custom maps are from Call of Duty Black Ops 3, but of the computer version, of the PC version, because you can get all the maps in there. I don't know if they cost money or they're just free, but you can download there, so you can get it. And what else? Well, custom maps, they can have a story a part of the main game, or there's gonna be a good game, a good custom map, because it have challenges, or you can just pass rounds, or in the map you can see secrets or something like that. So you can check the custom maps in this case. And I don't know what exactly more you can do. You can just pass rounds, you can make challenges, you can play chill, or you can play like, if you are with your friends and you just, and there's the possible that just one can play. Let's say that, for example, you can say like, I kill 10 zombies, or I pass 3 rounds and it's their turn off something, someone else. And it's gonna be there, for example, let's say Paquito, Juan, and Pancho. Paquito needs to reach 5 rounds and then he will pass the controller to Juanito. And then Juanito needs to pass another 5 rounds, and then he's gonna be a turn of Panchito, and so on. And well, I think that Zombies is a really good game that you can play with your friends, because you will have a lot of laughs and you will have a lot of fun, because there are some times that when you are playing and you see your friend that it's dying, and when he screams like, ha, it's something funny. Or, well, in my case, one day I played with 2 friends, and one of them, that is called Pablo, he is, let's say that he's the best in our group of friends of playing zombies, and the next one is me. So let's say here's the first of the best, then it's my turn, and then it's my friend that is called Alexis. And we were just playing zombies, I think that it was, yes, it was zombies, and he said like, I will get all zombies of this area, and I said like, I will get the zombies of this, and Pablo asked to Alexis like, which area do you want to take? And we laughed at Alexis because he just screamed like, help. And I love, because Pablo and me was like really chill, like, okay, really relaxed, killing zombies. And Alexis was suffering with the zombies because he was like, help, please. And you can get a lot of fun in this game. Also, you can get frustrated because There are some, how can I say, some moments that the game will be not fair and you will suffer a lot because I think in Black Ops 1 or 2, I exactly don't remember, but the zombies grabbed you. In Black Ops 3, you pass to the zombie and they just hit you and like, hey, and that's all the thing that they do. But in Black Ops 1, I think also in Black Ops 2, there are some zombies that you pass through the zombie and the zombie will grab you, like if he's grabbed you, but it's the zombie's hitting you. So you will stop for a certain time and then you will continue. And that's something horrible. Because you say like, come on, I have to run, I have to leave this place and you're grabbing me, man, come on. Or they are like, you're facing the one zombie and you didn't, or you never realized that there is a zombie in your back and you say like, how did they hit me or how did that zombie reach me? So there are some things that are not fair in this game. So I think that that's all about this. I sadly don't know what else, if you can talk with your friends like, hey, what else we can do in this game? You can make, like I say, you can make challenges, but not like in the game. So you can make like, if you, well, let's say it's not a challenge, that the first one that dies will pay, I don't know, some chips or soda. And you are with the impression that I don't want to be the first one that I will die. So I, and also I don't want to waste my money buying just some chips and soda. So I have to continue and try to survive the most that I can. And yes, I think that that's all the things that you can do. And I think that at the next episode I will talk of the main story. And then when I finish that part, I think that we'll talk of, I don't know if there was special gun of every map, for example, the ray gun, the thunder gun, the ray gun also, the ray gun Mark II, the ray gun Mark III. Or I think that I will talk of the perks, that it's something that you will found in all the Call of Duty Zombies. So for today, this is the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know that it's not as long as other episodes, and I know that I didn't talk about a lot of topics, but it's something that I just keep getting in mind like at the moment, and I didn't prepare this episode, so it's like so I hope you really enjoyed this new episode. Take Juggernaut, kill the zombies and try to survive the next round. Well, see you next round. Bye bye.